It's not quite official, but it looks like it was, indeed, a record snowfall for Vancouver International Airport last night and today. Meteorologists at Environment Canada are still doing the math, but they're pretty confident that a record amount of snow fell at its YVR weather station in Richmond on December 20. Matt Loney, senior meteorologist at Environment Canada, told the Richmond News that around 20 centimeters likely fell from 10 p.m. on Monday, which is when the weather agency's climate day begins and ends. Loney said the previous record for December 20 at YVR was 13 centimeters, back in 1984. The snowstorm Monday night into Tuesday caused widespread chaos across the Metro Vancouver region, with public transit crawling and scores of flights cancelled at YVR. All-time snow day at YVR was in 1996. But last night and today's snowstorm fell way short of the all-time record for snowfall on any given day at the airport, which was 41 centimeters, on December 29 back in 1996. We've had a fairly widespread 25 centimeters fall during this latest snow event, added Loney. It's remarkably consistent across Vancouver, and YVR has been in the same ballpark. Loney said it will take a little more time to untangle last night's snowfall amount, given the fact it started snowing quite heavily before the aforementioned climate day kickoff at 10 p.m. A certain percentage will be attributed to December 19 and some to December 20. We think it will be a record for December 20, but I can't confirm that right now. The majority of this storm came December 20, but we don't have the exact breakdown yet. More snow, freezing rain forecast for YVR on Thursday, Friday. As for the forecast for Vancouver and YVR near the end of this week, Loney said it all depends how long the current Arctic air sticks around on Thursday into Friday. And it could be anything from 5 to 20 centimeters and or freezing rain. There's lots of uncertainty for the transition from snow to rain as the warmer air returns from the Pacific, he explained. Right now, we're looking at anything from 5 to 20 centimeters range. The big thing here looks like the potential for, and moderate to high confidence of, freezing rain. After that, it looks like a rain on snow kind of thing. It just depends how long the Arctic air sticks around.